CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Well, what are you doing sitting in the living room just looking dreamily out the window?
Hello, dear.
You all alone?
Mm-hmm. Well, Bobby's still taking his nap. Betsy's at Susie's.
At 4 p.m, you're alone?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's happened? Gee, I was even scared to come home this early for fear I'd interrupt what's been a beehive of activity around here. Yeah, no kidding, I was going to sneak in the back door and up the stairs. Honey, where are all the political sisters, all the typewriters that should be clacking away, and the phones ringing like crazy? Above all, the haze of the smoke-filled room.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Now, don't tell me after all the frenzy of last week you've lost interest in civic affairs already.
No, but I've certainly made a discovery. I know now why it's men who run the government, why women aren't in politics. It's very simple. Women don't have time, I guess.
Oh, well, what's happened?
Well, last week there were 20 here on my committee, and you know how hard we were all working, getting out circulars and all that? 4 showed up today. Mabel Buckholz just couldn't come. She had to get a permanent. Mrs. Callaher's washing machine broke down. She had to stay home and wait for the repairman. Frances Rowland had to go to school. It was her turn to help with hot lunch. Mrs. Jackson's twins have mumps.
All right, okay, I get it. That's enough.
Honestly, I said to Joan Schmidt, I said we couldn't have a woman president of the United States if some cabinet member rushed in frantically and said, quick, you've got to get to the airport to meet a very important ambassador or something. She'd say, oh, good heavens, I can't go now. I just washed my hair.
Well, come on, cheer up, darling. Did you bring in the mail today?
Oh, no, I forgot.
All right, I'll go out and get it. You fix us some coffee, will you? Do you good to relax for a change. And I've got some news for you.
Today is the day it begins to happen. Today, Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney join in on 2 of the most satisfying hours in your weekday. The ones that headline Arthur Godfrey, Gary Moore and Durwood Kirby, Art Linkletter's House Party, and Bing and Rosie. What a habit, what a happy habit to acquire. Make it a clean sweep for entertainment. Funday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Delightful new stanzas in song and talk starring Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney. Added to Arthur Godfrey's singing and talking jamborees. Added to those full of fun, full of surprises house parties run by Art Linkletter. Added to Gary Moore's wit and humor, bouncing off that tall target, Durwood Kirby. Have them in for housework. Have them in for coffee. Have them for high tea. Funday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Have the happy habit of CBS Radio's Bing and Rosie, Gary Moore and the two lively arts, Linkletter and Godfrey.
Well, doesn't look as though there's much of interest in the mail.
No letter from Aunt Effie?
Yeah, couple of bills.
She hasn't written for nearly 3 weeks. Said she was flying on for a visit as soon as she could get away. I've been sort of looking for a letter to say she was on her way.
Yeah, I wonder how she's getting along. Be good to see her again.
Want your coffee in the kitchen here? Should we go in the living room?
Ah, let's sit down here. It's cozy, huh?
All right.
Wonder what this letter is from some law firm addressed to you. Here.
Oh, I suppose it's something in connection with the Women's Club. We hired some attorneys to handle a small matter in regard to our clubhouse. What's your news?
Huh?
Said you had some news.
Oh, yeah. Well, I didn't mean to make a big thing of it, but Mr. Cranshaw hinted today that another trip was in the offing.
A business trip?
Yeah, sure. Well, though he didn't tell me, I rather suspected South America.
No, when would you go?
Oh, when? I don't even know that I'm going or if that's where I'm going. I said I just suspect I might be sent to South America. I don't know.
What in the world is this all about?
It just was... What?
This letter must be an ad of some sort. Can't make head or tail of it.
Well, what does it say? Pass the cream over, will you?
Uh-huh. Oh, here, listen.
Honey, give me the cream.
Yeah, here. Dear Mrs. Piper, my client, Martin K. Gilrex, has informed me that you have stated to various people that he was in the habit of giving signals to his partner during card games.
What?
Yeah, that's silly. Must be an ad for a movie or something.
Let me have that. Let me look.
What's the matter with you? Don't grab things out of my hand like that.
This is patently untrue and constitutes a slander of my client's good name and reputation.
Prior to instituting an appropriate action at law against you, I suggest a conference in an effort to avoid a lawsuit with its attendant costs and expenses. Very truly yours, Ralph J. Doherty of Doherty, Rafelson, McGillicuddy, O'Reilly, and Smith. What?
No, that's not the law firm we have for the Woman's Club. I don't know what that is, dear.
Well, I'll tell you what it is. You are being sued for slander.
Oh, now, dear.
You are being sued for slander.
How could I be sued for slander? Let me see the letter. Slander about what?
I don't know, but for Pete's sake, there it is.
Well, I don't get it at all. I never heard of it. Oh, yes.
Yes.
Now I remember.
Now she remembers.
Well, it is certainly nothing to get excited about, I tell you that.
Nothing to get excited about? My dear wife, you're being sued for slander.
Well, it's just ridiculous. I wasn't the one who said it at all.
Wasn't the one who said what?
Well, it was Lillian. Lillian, I think, who said it to me. We were all talking about it.
Talking about what?
The Gilrexes and how they have signals when they play bridge.
Oh, no, no.
I forget who. I'm sure it was Lillian. But she said she hated to play bridge with the Gilrexes because they have little signals. She said that Mark Gilrex pulls his earlobe or smooths his eyebrow or something, you know. And his wife, Barbara, I think her name is. I've met her. I don't know her at all, you know.
Well, you're going to be knowing her better. Go on.
Now, Lillian, I'm sure it was Lillian, said that Barbara Gilrex watches her husband and then she passes or bids no trump, you know, whatever his signal was. And apparently they have other little signals that mean, you know, hearts or clubs or spades or something like that.
Who did you repeat this to?
Nobody. I'm sure I didn't. I don't know. What does it matter? We were all talking about it and saying how terrible we thought it was to cheat, which is certainly what I think it is, don't you?
It doesn't matter what I think.
Don't you think it's cheating?
Yes, of course.
Well, then.
But you can't go around saying that you think people cheat.
I didn't go around saying any such thing. We were all talking about things last week when the girls were here at the house for a committee meeting. We talked about a million things, you know.
Thought you were busy discussing and working on civic affairs.
Well, we were, dear, but we talk about other things, too, when we, you know, took a break and had coffee or something.
You want to know something?
What do you mean?
You really want to know why there will never be a woman president of the United States? Because she can't keep her mouth shut.
Dear.
Well, it's the truth. Now, sir, help me. It is the truth. I put it bluntly, but that is the truth.
Well, you put it crudely, I would say.
Sweetheart, don't you realize the implications of this letter?
Listen, I wasn't the only one here.
But you are the one who's being sued for slander.
Well, I don't know why we were all talking about it, and I'm sure my friends will all swear they were discussing it just as much as I was.
Oh, will they? All your friends that were here are going to show up in the courtroom and admit they were gossiping?
We weren't gossiping.
All right, what were you doing?
Talking. We were just a group of friends talking.
Well, all right, one of your friends told the Martin K. Gilrexes what you were saying about them. Now, does that penetrate?
Yes, it does. And back in school, we used to call such a person a tattletale. I wonder who it was.
Oh, look, what does it matter?
Because whoever she is, she's responsible for this letter. Look, I'm not going to worry about it. I really am not.
Darling, you have to worry about it. You're being sued.
Well, it even says in the letter they want to avoid a lawsuit. Here, right there.
That means that they want to settle out of court.
Well, fine.
Fine? Don't you know what settle means? It means money.
Oh, I honestly don't know what you're so excited about. I don't even know the Gilrexes, dear. I don't know them.
Can't you see that that makes it even worse?
Why? If I don't even know them, how can they prove I said anything? If a judge or somebody asks me, I shall simply say I don't know that Lillian told me. Gee, I think it was Lillian. Maybe it was Jane.
Hand me the phone book. I'd better get you a lawyer.
Hello, I'm Burgess Meredith. You know, most people don't realize how important good hearing is until suddenly they discover they are losing it. And even then, many people refuse to do anything about it. It's a tragedy, too, because today, a hearing loss can be so easily corrected without revealing your secret. Fortunately, I have never had a hearing problem, but I know that some of my friends and family have. And I've just seen Whisper Light Hear Rings, a new fashion development by Mako Electronics. Mako is a world leader in hearing research and fine hearing aids. Hear rings are a wonderful new way for a woman to help overcome her hearing problem without revealing that she has a hearing loss. If you presently wear any make or model of hearing aid, it will look better and you'll hear better with Mako hear rings. See them at the Mako office in your city or write for a free booklet to Hear Rings, CBS 485 Madison Avenue, New York. Right here rings. CBS 485 Madison Avenue, New York.
Yes. Yeah, listen, Jack, of course, I understand. I know the dangers of gossiping, but you know how women are.
Mike, you're making a mountain out of a molehill.
Yes.
I don't even know the Gilrexes. They can't prove I said anything.
Yes.
You tell Jack that.
Yeah, okay. Jack, thanks. Thanks anyhow. You bet. Sure I will. Goodbye. Well, Jack can't handle a case. He's going out of town.
Handle a case? You'd think I'd murdered somebody.
Darling, can't you understand that what you women often think is harmless gossip is grounds for a lawsuit?
Oh.
You don't seem to understand. You should have heard Jack on the phone just now. You should have heard him. If you think I'm disturbed about this, you should have heard him when I told him.
We weren't gossiping. Anyhow, we didn't mean any harm. We weren't doing anything except what everyone does. I mean, we're just
Look, you were
talking.
Gossiping, and no gossip is harmless. You can't say a man is crooked. You can't say a teacher is a dunce. You can't say a lawyer is a shyster. You can't say something that damages a person's reputation, because if it's tracked down that you said it, you can be sued. And apparently this was tracked down that you said the Gilrexes cheated when they played bridge.
I didn't. I never used the word cheat. I said they had signals, and I just told you. And I said that's the same thing as cheating, and it is.
Well, you can't say it. Honestly, you women are so quick to talk about anything and everybody with anybody, you think it's just harmless chit-chat. Now, for example, you see, if you tell somebody that you know that Mrs. Baxter's husband is carrying on with a hat check girl at the Viking Room.
He is?
No, for the love of heaven. Now, look, don't go around saying that, will you? I was just making that up as an example.
Well, but it's so funny, because it was Elmer, I think, who told me that Mr. Baxter was kind of that way. He was the one who was caught sneaking out of that awful nightclub when it was raided.
There you go again. Why can't... No kidding. Was that the guy?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
Really? Well, I'll be darned. Of course, I remember hearing about it. Mm-hmm. Harry Walker told me that he heard that this guy paid off somebody, you know, mm-hmm. to hush it up. Harry said that, and... What are you smiling at? Now, look, I'm just telling you Pete's sake. I'm not blabbing it to a room full of people. There's a big difference.
Yeah, you're just talking.
Yeah, all right. Okay, I guess we're all guilty of doing the same thing, only this time you got caught.
Yeah, caught.
Look, Jack gave me the name of another lawyer. I'll call him tomorrow.
Oh, stop worrying, dear. I'm sure it's just a tempest in a teapot.
Yeah, well, maybe so, but I got a feeling it's going to blow up quite a storm.
The Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.